This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield with the winner of the first ever On the Media t-shirt design contest from Cincinnati, Ohio, Mr. Phil Mastman. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Your design, which we love, borrows the 3D glasses image that we have at the top of our website. This is people in a movie theater watching the movie with those, you know, the cardboard specs. And one side is that image, and then superimposed is the phrase edited by Brooke in big letters and just On the Media on the back. We're actually going to flip that around, though I did vote for your design. Seeing Brooke's name emblazoned large on somebody's chest is much more than I can bear.
Hey, you're the one who did the show topless this month.
Yeah, well, and it was delicious. Phil, what inspired you to do this design?
Well, Bob, after listening to you read the credits at the end of the show for all these years with that just wonderfully smarmy delivery of edited by Brooke, I just thought it couldn't be anything else.
Tell us about yourself, Phil. What do you do in real life?
Well, I am a television commercial director here in Cincinnati. I actually had the great honor of having one of my commercials reviewed by Bob in his other job at Ad Age.
Oh, my God.
As the world's most powerful advertising critic?
Absolutely, and I have to say that he slammed me terribly, but it was still an honor just the same.
I apologize. It was probably nothing personal.
What was the ad about?
It was for the Fifth Third Bank here in Cincinnati. It was five or six years ago. Do you remember that? And they used the character Mini-Me in a commercial. And Bob took issue with that.
Well, my apologies, Phil. I'll see that that doesn't happen again. Although if you keep calling me smarmy, you're a little more vulnerable than you otherwise might be.
Phil, do you have any questions for us?
Well, I would love to know the story behind this delivery that Bob does at the end of the show every time. I'm sure there's got to be some inside story to it.
Do you know that we have gotten, over the 8 years we've done this show, more letters about that than any other single thing?
Phil, I'd like to accommodate you, but I just can't tell you everything because, truthfully, this is the love that dare not speak its name. But way back when, in the mid-80s, I was doing pieces for All Things Considered. And Brooke was my editor. And, you know, sometimes those editing sessions were a little bit on the contentious side, much as the Civil War was a little on the contentious side. But every single time, save one, I came to understand at the end of the process that my piece had not only been improved, but dramatically improved because it had been edited by Brooke.
Bob did stories about a sort of bizarro America, Charles Kuralt style, and there was this friar who basically evangelized on the side of the road and ate what people threw to him, and Bob has him eating a two-day-old taco that he finds on the side of the road, and I felt that it stacked the deck against the friar. Bob will never agree with that edit.
Yeah, Brooke felt that it made this guy who stood outside on the highway for 16 hours a day flagging cars down for Jesus. She thought it made him seem a little odd.
Well, I have to say that if this t-shirt design was the catalyst that finally satisfied all of us listeners' curiosity about that reading of the credits at the end of the program, then it's all worthwhile.
Phil, thank you so much.
Take care, man.
It was a great honor. Thank you.
Phil Mastman, TV commercial director from Cincinnati, Ohio, and designer of the first On the Media t-shirt.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.